Blog Talk Radio.
And God day, this is Keith Russell Lee, and I'm welcoming you to Reigning with God, your daily podcast, and I am your host. If this is your first time listening, let me just give you an introduction of who I am. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in Washington, D.C., and also the Philadelphia area. And daily I come on, I share empowering principles. Let me share this, that my chief aim is to give you the tools and the principles necessary for you to create what I call a phenomenal life. God loves us. He has given us so much. And my friend, we are to operate in the fullness of all that God is, because His Spirit, in the fullness of all that God is, dwells within us. And as I write in Power, Faith, and Living, that all that God is, we are, because of all that He has given to us. And so that's what it's all about. I'm sharing this new series, and this is the second installment, that you have everything you need within. And I'm looking at 12 different spiritual faculties, or what I call inner dynamics inside of us, that we already have. So oftentimes people will say, God, I need. But the reality is this, folks, you have everything you need within yourself. A lot of people ask God, some God outside of themselves, to do something that they have already within themselves and that they can do. And I want you to I share that to move us away from a God outside of ourselves to embrace the God within. And when we understand that we have everything we need, He has equipped us, given us everything, every tool, every strategy, every resource lives within us, we are, then we can live powerfully. Now, I've been talking about faith. Yesterday, I started talking about faith, and I want to continue in talking about faith, as we learned in Romans 12:3, that each one of us has been given the measure of faith, the measure of faith. And whose faith is that? God's faith. God gives us His faith. I share so often, it's not about just having faith in God, but it's about having the faith of God. And when I understand that truly the faith that I have is not my own, I don't have any faith, but I have the faith of God in me. And I dealt with what faith was. And I put it this way, that faith is just simply trusting God and taking God at His word and really being sure of that. And we went over Hebrews 11:1. If you get a chance, go back and review that podcast from yesterday. But today I want to continue on in talking about this inner dynamic that we have within ourselves. Because see, folks, when we operate within faith, we operate in the fullness of God now. And it's not looking outside of ourselves. God, please move. God, do something. God is going to show up and show out. But it's you operating in the fullness of all that God has right now in your life. I want to go to a scripture in Luke, the 8th chapter, 43rd verse, talking about the woman who had an issue of blood. And I want to take a look at this because, you know, everyone focuses upon, you know, the woman going to Jesus. But it's interesting what Jesus shares with her about why she was healed. And as we look at it, it says, and a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed. And the issue of blood, evidently there was some type of menstrual medical issue that she had. This would have made her ceremonially unclean. She could not be in public. There's a whole social, societal impact of this woman in this ancient culture. But she came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And it's interesting because she broke the law. She broke the conventional law of the Torah by her, first of all, being in public. But secondly, with her being, well, first of all, with her being in public. Secondly, with her touching a man. She broke the law. She, however, let me share this. She was operating at a higher law, a spiritual law, instead of man's law. Now, let's be careful with that statement. Because someone would say, Keith, aren't you disregarding the Torah? Aren't you disregarding the Levitical laws? No, I'm not disregarding them. But I am saying that a spiritual law is higher than a law that is written by man, particularly within an ancient understanding and an ancient culture. Now, let's go a little bit further here. So she breaks the law of the Torah. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitudes throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And evidently there was masses around, but, you know, Lord, I mean, come on, really, all these people. And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when he saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. And she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Now, let me also share something too. Because Jesus' response, something touched me, something virtue out of me. Jesus understood being present to the moment. Jesus also understood the connectedness that we have and oneness that we have, yes, with God, but also with one another. When I am attuned to God, when I'm attuned to others, my spiritual awareness is heightened. Jesus' spiritual awareness was heightened, so he knew that there was something going on. There was a moment that was happening. Jesus was present, not thinking about, man, I've got to preach my sermon. I've got all these people around me. I have to do this. No, this is a moment, and I perceive that through a heightened spiritual awareness. When we operate in a consciousness of oneness with God and oneness with humanity, in oneness with all of life, right? We have a heightened spiritual awareness that connects us with people, and we understand and we see and we perceive need. This is what happened with Jesus. So he perceived that something was going on, and something happened is happening in the spiritual realm, if you will. And look what further this story shares, that she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Healed immediately. Healed immediately. Why aren't healings now done immediately? And I want to get to this point as we move on. And I'm not sharing that this is cookie cutter. I'm very, very careful about this, because everybody is not this woman. Everyone does not have the same level of faith. And I share this, but I do believe with all of my heart that when we're operating in faith, that when God is doing something, it is done immediately. I believe that. Now, you may take offense to that. You may take oppose that, and that's okay, because it's according as you believe. And sometimes people say, well, why is it then it happened immediately for that person? It doesn't happen immediately for me. Why all of these things? And one of the things that I oftentimes have discovered, and psychologists can tell you this too, It's not what you say you believe. It's not what you articulate in terms of belief, but it's all of the underlying thoughts and all the undergirding beliefs that you have about the healing, about the blessing, about the breakthrough. So I can be able to articulate, I can read intellectually, and I can say, oh, the healing is mine. But yet my belief system is rooted within the medical community that says this is incurable. My belief system is rooted in, well, I've never seen anybody that was healed immediately. My belief system is still rooted with all of the other junk that comes in that prevents us from operating in the fullness of that healing. But that's another sermon for another time. Let's continue. And he says, and he said unto her, and this is the thesis here. I sound like Dr. Kinney. This is the thesis. Dr. John Kinney, he was the dean at Virginia Union, the School of Theology. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Jesus says, it's not me. Jesus says, it's not a God outside of you. But what made you whole, what healed your body, is your faith. It's according to your faith. Your faith has made you whole. Now, let's kind of unpack this. Whose faith is it? It's God's faith operating in us and through us, even as us. Romans 3, again, he has given to each one of us the measure of faith. Yes, you have the faith to move mountains. You have the faith to be able to get beyond a diagnosis. You have the faith to be able to operate in prosperity and abundance. You have the faith to operate in love. You have the faith to operate at the highest levels of God. And let me say, I am psyched, jazzed, and juiced this morning. You have the ability to operate at the highest levels in God. It's in you. The faith of God is in you. But you've got to be able to operate in it. You have to be able to embrace that. You have to be able to know that. You have to be able to trust God and take him at his word. Now, again, yesterday I think I was sharing that faith's a muscle. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I've got to become saturate myself in the word of God. I've got to, as one preacher says, I've got to feed my faith, and I've got to starve my doubts. I have to operate in his teachings, his truth, and program myself and reprogram myself and get all of that other old belief systems out, get all of that old junk out, the subconscious stuff out, and operate in faith. Well, listen, folks, my time is running. That's faith. These are just little segments which hopefully will be able to give you a better understanding and prompt you to be able to study more of these things. But listen, as I go, I want to be able to share my website, krlm.org. krlm.org was having some technical difficulties with PayPal. That's been all worked out. And we are right now operating in God's highest and best. I need you. I need you to be able to become a partner with this ministry and plant a $58 seed today, to help us take this ministry, to help us expand and to grow and to touch the lives of God's people. So please go to krlm.org today and become a partner with us. And until tomorrow, live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee.